you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, Ebony. Thank you so much for taking my call this morning. I appreciate it so much.
Of course.
Well, I got to tell you, you probably couldn't have done these series of interviews at a better time with Real Housewives of New York just seemingly on fire, and you seem to be the cause of a lot of it.
Imagine that.
All right. So I've read a lot of comments from a lot of the fan mags, and I got to tell you, first of all, you have a lot of fans. A lot of folks saying you are the elegant and upperclassing all the ladies. Do you see yourself that way?
Not so much upperclassing them, Gary, but, you know, I have a particular background, right? Like, I'm a proud woman of the South, so I think I bring a little bit of that, you know, Southern hospitality, if you will, to the ladies. And you know, I come from the beauty pageant space, so I think there's a little bit of that. And, you know, I'm just being myself, and I think they're being, you know, themselves, and that's what this show is all about. And frankly, Gary, I think we're all kind of rubbing off on each other is the hope in the best way possible. Yeah.
Well, I had one comment I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have it exactly in front of me, but she said, look, let's be honest. The only reason Ebony was brought on the show is to stir things up. You don't see yourself that way, do you? But it has happened. You had a couple of confrontations last week that really, I'm thinking, is going to make the ratings go through the roof.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say to stir things up. I would agree with you on that, Gary. But I would say to perhaps bring some challenge and a little bit of accountability, for sure, for sure. Listen, Bravo, you know, they could have picked any woman, you know, to join this show. And I do think that they had a focus on picking a woman of color because that's never really been done in a real way on this show in 13 years. And obviously those things, you know, are at play. But it's New York City. Come on, Gary. It's a gazillion, you know, brilliant and beautiful and talented black women that they could have picked. They picked one whose life's work, you know, really centers around this work of black liberation and humanizing according to color and culture. So I think that was very much the intention, is to bring these conversations to the forefront around microaggressions and stereotypes and other things that have not been ever discussed on Real Housewives of New York before.
And it is, and it's bearing a lot of souls on the show, and surprisingly as open as it can almost get, and you handled yourself very well, and I think you bring some good points to the conversation.
Thank you. You know, and listen, there's more to the conversation than just the issues of race and culture and diversity in those ways. There's also, you know, a cross-generational connection that I'm really enjoying right now with Sonia Morgan, my castmate, who's, you know, one of the OGs of the crew. And, you know, it's like, I guess because I'm new to the group, I get to see her with a fresh lens, you know, and really forge a sisterhood that we're both excited about. I just talked to Sonia last night, and, you know, it's been really cool to watch that play out, too.
Well, we watch a lot of these things racially. Maybe sometimes it gets over the top sometimes, but we see some of these things playing out on national television all the time. Recently on The Talk, what a nightmare that turned out to be. Yeah. You know, with Sharon Osbourne, do you see anything happening with Real Housewives of New York that it gets to that level?
Well, I think we avoid the. I agree that was just a complete mess. The way that the fallout of all of that, right? And I think we're not to that level only because we're doing more talking, Gary. That's the thing,
okay.
And I get it. It's hard. It is uncomfortable. I know a lot of viewers are like, oh my God, this is like not exactly what I'm used to on this show, and I get that. But that's what we're trying to avoid, Gary. We're trying to avoid the Shannon Osbourne of it all, where there's a complete and total meltdown because there's not been any preliminary conversations amongst the women to get them to a point of being able to sit with some truth around these issues.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully there's none of that follow-up. But it is fascinating to watch, and I thank you for that. But also I want to shift gears because I think you have another aspect of your life and your career that you're working on, your new podcast that you're working on with iHeartRadio, Holding Court. Tell me about that, because your background as an attorney, this works perfectly with what you want to get across. So tell me about it and why you decided to do it.
So Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams, my podcast, it's actually the favorite thing that I do, Gary. I'll tell you a secret. It's my absolute favorite thing. I, in addition to my background as a trial attorney, as you just said, started my broadcast career in talk radio, actually. A lot of people don't know that. I started off at KFI AM 640 out in Los Angeles over, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And so when it came to podcasting, a lot of people in it, that have been fans of my work in news and journalism, they've wanted a podcast from me, and it's a very saturated space. So my thinking was, what can I offer as a podcaster that is truly a unique product? And so I decided to marry my expertise as an attorney with my love of audio broadcasting and break down these legal headlines that we see every day, whether it's R. Kelly, whether it's the Kanye-Kim divorce, whether it's, you know, a social justice issue, whatever's going on in the national headline news around law and justice. I break it down with a cultural lens with my fabulous co-host, Dustin Ross, on Holding Court.
Well, I've seen nothing but positive comments. Here's one I'm going to read for you. Williams and Ross give a most refreshing perspective and voice. Needed this. I'm feeling hopeful about the state of this country with leaders like these helping us navigate it. That's a powerful statement right there.
That's some high praise, Gary. And it's, and I say it at the end of every show, Dustin and I really do sit around over coffee and read every single comment, every single point of feedback. Sometimes, you might appreciate this, Gary, I'm executive producer of the show. My listeners help produce the show. I ask, hey, guys, what do you guys really want to go deep on right now? And sometimes it's a story that just didn't land on my radar. And so, you know, we really integrate the listener experience into how we do Holding Court. Absolutely.
I'll give the details when we finish up this interview on how they can check out the podcast. And then, of course, now they're all going to want to go back to Real Housewives of New York. Well, I wish I had more time.
But we've
got to wrap this up right now because your time is short. I know you're doing other interviews. But thank you so much. I look forward to watching more of Real Housewives and listening to more of your podcasts and your unique insights into America today.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, stay tuned to Roni. It's a whole lot more coming, honey. It's a lot of stuff coming your way, so it should be good.